the billboard is peculiar. It's intriguing.
The billboard just is, looks, see a guy just gazing up into the sky, maybe stinking.
It looks like he's pondering something very, very deeply.
At the corner of 43rd and Main, there's a kind of billboard connected to the H&R Block art space. The project wall currently shows a photo of a man's head and bare chest. He has a pierced lip and tattoos, and he's looking up. We recently asked passers-by for their impressions of the image.
I'm looking at this art piece and of a guy who's like staring up into the sky. He looks really sad, but it looks really nice because he looks really peaceful as well.
It definitely has a hopeful essence to it. The guy is looking up.
He's staring off, maybe being liberated, going through a cleanse.
Just like he's just wondering about life or God or something. Maybe it's his existence.
It expresses the diversity here in Westport. Like, it looks like a person who would be welcomed here and fit in.
The photograph these people are describing has a title. It's called Believer. And while the man in the photograph might look like a Westport hipster with his tattoos and whatnot, the image is actually part of a documentary project exploring the Ozarks. Specifically, a part of the Ozarks known as the Devil's Promenade. Lara Shipley is the photographer behind that project. She's here with us to talk about it today on Central Standard. Hi, Lara.
Hi, Gina.
So that is such a striking image. Tell me about this guy, how you met him, and what you were trying to capture.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is one of many pictures, people that I photographed working on this project called Devil's Promenade with my collaborator, Anton Dozell. And for this project, we spent a lot of time traveling around in the Ozarks, and we meet people pretty organically, so just wherever we were. So he actually was at kind of like a big party around Memorial Day weekend by the river. But yeah, sometimes we would meet people and maybe spend a day with them. Other times it's more of like a kind of a one-off and, you know, just a few minutes or so. And so that was more that experience with him.
When you hear what people see in this image, mm-hmm. how does that feel to you? Is that the kind of thing that you were hoping people would see? What did you see in him?
Absolutely. So the reason why I wanted him to be a part of the project is I was really struck by these tattoos of sort of like a devil figure on his neck. And the Devil's Promenade, that's a project about folklore in the Ozarks, and in particularly this story about this area where an orb of light is said to appear on a road at night, which to us was really a symbol of kind of like redemptive beauty, that we would seek out this light in the dark.
So people just who live in the area or visit it have mm-hmm. all claimed to see this same thing, this orb
yes.
of light?
Yeah, and they've been telling stories about it for the last 100 years or so.
Is this what they call the spook light?
Yes, it's called the spook light. Yeah. There's another story on this road, and this is the area called the Devil's Promenade, that says that the devil lives there. And it's a story from a European tradition that he's this trickster character that will steal your soul for a wish. So being in this area, making this project, I spent a lot of time reflecting on this story, which I always found a little bit confusing why anyone would make that deal. And particularly there's this bridge where when you're going towards the spook light, you have to cross. That is where the devil is said to be. And so, you know, maybe being a little superstitious, anytime I would go across there, I would always try to not wish for anything. And what I found that...
Is that like a be careful what you wish for kind of thing?
Kind of,
like
yeah.
you were afraid that any thought that popped into your mind, you would be just stuck with it?
Well, that, you know, like, well, that's the story, right? Is that you're, you know, you wish for something and then what happens? There's not really, you know, the devil takes your soul. There's not really like an in-between in that that's really fleshed out the steps, you know? So which is why it's such a terrifying story. You know, it's this idea that you could lose yourself without even being aware.
Just by a stray thought that's kind of like a wish.
Yeah, which I think made me think a lot about sort of the nature of being human, which I think is a state of always wishing, always wanting, wishing better things for ourselves and for our loved ones. And so the story about the devil is really about it's our own humanity that puts us in danger, you know, of sometimes things not working out.
Why is this area called the Devil's Promenade? I mean, is it just this story? It's such a mythological sounding name.
Yeah, I think it's because of this story. It's, you know, I believe that certain locations contain stories and they represent sort of the maybe issues within the community or things that they're reflecting on, their values. And so I thought it was interesting that, you know, this story is, you know, why would you want this character in your community? You know, so I did some research. There's this great book called Cry for Myth. I'm going to talk about belief in the devil relating to a belief in kind of an unfairness, powerlessness with lack of options. So thinking about this area, which is economically depressed, where there aren't a lot of options, that this story exists there was, to me, very powerful.
You're from the Ozarks, right?
I am, yeah.
Do people in the area call it the Devil's Promenade, or is that something that people outside of it call it?
In the area, it shows up a lot on like older maps. I don't really feel like I ever saw, it's kind of like a vernacular name. I don't think I ever saw like a street sign or anything that said that, but it's something that people would refer to in conversation. And also the road, people call it the Spooklight Road, but it has another name. It's like County Road something rather. So
the Spooklight Road is in a lot of these images. And in fact, you know, those are some of the most magical looking. There is a really magical quality in a lot of these images that, as far as a documentary project, maybe isn't what people would picture.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't refer to it as a documentary project for that reason. We're very much looking at a real place and thinking about things that are happening there and actual things. But a lot of these stories are fantastical. And so they are a part of the place, but they can't be photographed in a sort of a straight documentary aesthetic. So what we're doing is we're making landscapes and portraits of people there that are done in a more documentary way. And then we're recreating some of these other pictures, these stories that people tell us using lights and things like that. So, and we're kind of mixing these two things together. So it kind of feels like, you know, maybe a movie or, you know, something that's based in a place, but sort of takes off in this imaginative way.
Is there something you're really hoping to communicate or capture about this place?
Yeah, I think it's this duality between darkness and light that I feel like is a part of, you know, the way people talk, the conversation, or, you know, this presence of good and evil, heaven and hell, that for me is such a memory of growing up, that the spirit of, you know, always it's like one or the other. You're being pulled towards one thing, and then you try to push towards the other. And so,
how is that a part of your experience growing up? Can you tell me a little bit about your upbringing in the Ozarks?
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. You know, I spent a lot of time, you know, in church. I guess this is where a lot of this comes from. Different types of churches. My mom's Catholic, but my dad was Methodist, but I became friends with a lot of people, and, you know, more evangelical faith, and which is, you know, it's a very magical way of thinking, and a very, you know, I think polarized way of thinking, where it's, there's not a lot of gray area, you know. And so really for me, that's such a strong part of being from that place, is thinking about, you know, this possibility of falling into darkness and this desire for light.
And then about the people, I mean, it really feels in the photographs that are a little more documentary in nature, like you're just a fly on the wall here. Like there's a shirtless boy in camouflage shorts hiding behind a tree, and a girl leaning on the hood of her car, a naked baby sitting on a rocky beach. I don't see really any self-consciousness in these images. You aren't startling the people you're photographing, clearly.
Well, the way I work, I'm using an older film camera, and it's a bit of a slow process, which I really like, partly because of that reason. I'm not just, you know, running around with the camera up in my face, snapping away. It's, you know, I always talk, have a conversation with people, like I said, explain what we're up to, and then, you know, set up, put the camera on a tripod. During that process, you know, it's just, I think people just, you know, everyone relaxes. I relax, they relax. I just like to take my time. Maybe, you know, it depends on how much time people have, but take quite a few pictures. And so I think through that process, what I want is to get a little bit away from that kind of, oh, picture, you know, sensation, and just keep people, you know, they tend to be pretty much where I find them. Like that baby was playing in the water and with his parents were there and we were chatting and, you know, just set up the camera and took some pictures while he was continuing to play. So yeah, it's this mixture of things as they are, but my presence is definitely there. And I try to work with the people I'm photographing to get a picture that they're comfortable with as well.
I heard a story about the guy in the billboard who it sounds like you mm-hmm. met at this setting.
Yeah.
Someone told me he came to the opening at the gallery and that he was a little upset because he thought he was being made fun of seeing mm-hmm. himself on this billboard. What happened with that?
Yeah, I did not. That was not my understanding. I actually wasn't there that night. That he felt like he'd been made fun of. I think that he was surprised to see it, and I wished I'd been able to contact him that we were going to be using that one. But, you know, he was a person that, when I took the picture, kind of the same thing, I explained to him the project, and he seemed very excited to participate. And I think now that he's also, you know, excited to be up there, you know, I think it's a very beautiful picture.
I do, too.
And, yeah, so we've been in touch since then. I have a print for him, and yeah.
It's all good now?
It's good.
But it is such a fine line, even coming mm-hmm. from within a community. If you've been gone for a while, once you're an outsider, it's mm-hmm. so easy for a fascination like this to be taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
What do you hope people understand about the community you're representing in these images? What are you trying to say about the region?
Well, I think one reason why it's important for me to focus on the stories, the mythology, is that they're very universal. You know, these ideas of things that we want from our lives or something, I think we can all understand. And so I like coaching it, framing it that way, rather than being like, this is an issue, place that has certain issues, and let me show you what those issues are. Because I want you to connect as much as possible to this location. I think it's a region that, you know, I'm constantly hearing negative things said about, and, you know, really wanted to make a project. I think it's in a place that can be misunderstood. And I wanted to make a project that, you know, hopefully can help create more connection and awareness to, you know, the really wonderful people, and it's a beautiful region.
If there's one understanding of your own that has changed in the course of this project, I mean, mm-hmm. this is a place you're from, but you've spent a few years really delving with the tool of the camera into mm-hmm. that space in a new way. Has anything changed in how you perceive the region?
I mean, it's been a little bit like, you know, rediscovering my past, or, you know, going back into my own. It's brought up a lot of memories for me, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so in some ways it feels like that going back, more than being a new thing. And a lot of the impressions that I had, I feel like are really true. Like, I do still feel that it's a place that really honors community, loves storytelling, loves these sort of, like, it's, there is still sort of interest in magic. All of that, you know, still there. Yeah.
Laura Shipley, thank you so much for talking with me today about the Devil's Promenade.
Thank you so much for having me.